back. Another episode of Informal Informants. I think we have a good one laid out here. TJ's going to get us going. We're going to need to start on this thing quick because we may need all 10 minutes to talk about it.
Yeah, so the question is, should I cancel, for instance, should I cancel my Netflix subscription because they have publicly aligned themselves as pro-abortion? The same thing would go for, should I go to Target because they are pro transgender bathroom promotion, whatever else. Should my consumeristic activity be affected by my Christian convictions as to how I engage in societal, you know, purchases, activity, things like that? So tough question. Important question. It's one that people have asked and tried to sort through. And I think it's a unique time in history for that, right? Like, wouldn't you say, when we don't really have the privilege of looking back into church history to see how all of history has handled this, because this is a fairly new development for, you know, Christianity today.
Because, you know, back in the ancient world, you're limited to where you can even get things right here. I mean, we could sit here right now and order things from all over the world, and it could be dropped off at our door today.
I guess Paul kind of deals with this with meat sacrifice to idols, you know, that kind of that concept, which probably will play into our answer some. But overall, this is, you didn't have, like you mentioned, you didn't have the choice, like, should I shop on Amazon or should I shop on this other online distribution center. So help us think through this. What are some you know, factors, things to think about when we consider this question?
Yeah, well, we do live in the world, right? Yeah. And to some degree, we have to use things in the world to be able to live, right? You know, I own a home, I have a car. Those things were probably made and built, you know, by people that weren't believers and from companies that probably weren't Christians. Or maybe they would have. Yeah, I mean, I have no way of knowing.
Right.
So, to some degree, we need to use, I guess you could say, the culture or the worldly system that we live in to be able to purchase goods and supplies and, you know, whatever you kind of want to throw in there.
Yeah.
To be able to live every day. So I think a danger that we could run in as we talk about this is having to dissect every single company, organization, or you name it, to the point of, I can't buy or purchase anything because all of these companies aren't Christian based.
Well, you're drinking a cup of coffee right now. Like, if you're going to really take these convictions, and we'll talk more broadly, more specifically, I guess, but broadly speaking, if you're going to take the conviction to the logical extreme, did the barista, what are her positions? What about the owner of the company? What about the harvester of the coffee bean? What about the distributor? I think we have to be careful not to overanalyze some of these things, right?
Okay. So that's the extreme.
Right.
We don't want to go down
that
road.
We have to be careful, because if we hop down one and then do another, then suddenly, like you said, how do we even function in society in America unless we, become a modern day version of I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but basically growing your
own
food.
It's almost like monk-like.
Yeah,
departure from the world.
Which we would reject, because we are to be in the world, though not of the world, right? Like, we need to be engaging and interacting with non-believers. We need to be engaging with the culture and not just sheltered and shut ourselves off from it.
Right.
So I think that's a good observation. But on the more, let's take it less extreme, but now let's say it's like something very specific, like Netflix.
Right.
Netflix has, correct me if I'm wrong, but they've publicly come out and endorsed the pro-abortion position.
Right.
They said, this is where our company stands.
Right.
There are other streaming service options, right?
Like
you've got your Hulus or your YouTube TVs or whatever. I don't know how many there are out there now, but you've got other options. Netflix is kind of the big one. So how do I engage in this conversation without just sweeping it under the rug and saying, I just really like Netflix, you know, I think it's the best service, so I'm just going to keep it. How do I deal with this issue as a believer?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there are any explicit texts, Old New Testament, that deal with, obviously, Netflix.
Right.
But even, you know, generally speaking, I think we, did we mention the meat market and Paul and
Yeah, that's there.
Yeah, those would be good, maybe general principles that we could go by, and at least texts that we could look at for some wisdom and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this would have to be an issue of conscience, right? If your conscience is convicted that it may be unbiblical or inappropriate to have Netflix, I think that you would want to act on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go against conscience, specifically here, that would be sinful,
I
right?
Would agree. Yeah.
So if your conscience is igniting or going off, and you're struggling with this idea of keeping Netflix because of their views on abortion, then I think to be sensitive to your own conscience, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unsubscribe, and you would be okay in doing that.
Yeah.
I think that you would be biblical in doing that.
That's
to that.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I think what you mentioned, you talk about like Romans 14, meat sacrifice to idols, the conviction of your own conscience. If you don't do, if you go against your conscience, I do think that that would be sinful, right? Because you have a conviction that says, I should not support Netflix, but I really like watching The Office, or I really like having access to whatever. And so you are now choosing a gratification of the flesh over that conviction, right? So I think that's good. On the other side, though, because there is freedom in this, we can't, like, let's say I've canceled my subscription to Netflix. I'm very convicted over this, but you're not as convicted.
Right.
You just say, hey, look, this is where I come down. I don't look down upon you, but it doesn't really affect me or bother my conscience. I'm okay. I have to be careful not to look down upon you.
Okay. So you can't impose.
Right.
You can't impose what you've done on me.
Right.
I guess.
Right. Because it's a matter of individual liberty, individual conscience. So I might attempt to persuade you and say, this is why I would, you know, reason with you to say perhaps you should consider this. But if at the end of the day you say, hey, this is a decision that I'm still comfortable with, and you know, Netflix, this might seem kind of trivial, but you could take this to any other conversation, you know, well, Starbucks or Target or whatever. I mean, this the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
So I think that what you mentioned there, I can't impose my conscience, my convictions, my decisions upon somebody else. And the struggle, I think, for the person who resists or who unsubscribes is that there's a tendency to look down upon or struggle with, hey, why are you not doing this? Like, why in the world would you continue to watch Netflix? I've canceled it, but we have to be careful to recognize that that's our own conscience that might be leading us to make that decision.
Yeah, and that's great.
I
mean, if you want to unsubscribe, if you don't want coffee from Starbucks, if you don't ever want to walk into Target again, and that's what you're convicted and that's how you've determined to live, then be all for that, right? Don't impose that on anybody else. And I would also add here as we wrap things up, that you don't want to break Christian fellowship over these particular issues. So
that's
if you and I disagree on one of these particular issues, that shouldn't be a means or a ground for breaking the fellowship that we have in Christ.
That's really good.
We don't want these things to somehow override or overtake Christian friendships or Christian bonds or, you know, what you have with the community of people you go to church with.
That's a good word. And the last thing I think of, just real quick, is if I have the choice between any type of worldly endeavor and a Christian, you know, like if I could go to Starbucks or a Christian-owned coffee shop where Christ is promoted, I want to support the Christian.
Sure.
Right? Like that's – but sometimes it's not black and white like that. And that's where – I think if it is black and white, hey, reject the worldly one and pursue the Christian one. But if it's not black and white, it's a matter of conscience and there can be fellowship despite differences, and we can impose our thoughts on somebody else.
Yeah, and we mean that even with podcasts. Reject all worldly podcasts.
That's right.
And
that's only. Fill your heart with the things of the Spirit. That's good.